The Big Small Business Show is proudly brought to you by SAICA. Choose a difference maker, choose a chartered accountant.
The Big Small Business Show, proudly sponsored by MTN Business.
This is the Big Small Business Show, the show for all our entrepreneurs out there finding ways of making money out of all sorts of things. And that's the thing I love about entrepreneurship, is that you really can make money out of any opportunity and any problem somebody else is having. And one of those businesses is in studio with us today. It's Indala Water and Energy Solutions. So people with water problems and energy problems, then you've got energy solutions and water solutions. And the CEO, Sibusiso Malinga, and he's here to talk about his business and some of the issues that he's having. Let's take a look.
Indala Water and Energy Solutions is a registered company that operates within the water sector, offering the residential and commercial markets water and environmental borehole drilling, tank installations, and water infiltration units. The founder of the company, Sibusiso Malinga, started the business part-time in 2012 as a way to dip his feet into something that would later have a potential to be a legacy for him and his family. 2016 was the year he left his job as an engineer to fully focus on the company and later saw positive returns.
I went full-time on the business because I could see that there was no growth, there was no movement really, because I wasn't putting enough energy and focus on the business. So when I went full-time on the business, that's when things started happening. The negative thing that came was that a lot of the residential market, they started holding on to their money and didn't want to spend. So people were not drilling because they were not sure where the next money is going to come from. So there we did see a dip in sales where the residential market is concerned.
The company has been operating for a decade, making a seven-figure turnover with a staff of 11 permanent employees and a team of 14 casuals who are employed from project to project. Sibusiso seeks advice on how he can gain big clients in the commercial sector so that he doesn't have to rely too much on the residential side of the business.
So 1 year short-term goal that I need assistance with from Alon is for him to help us put together a strategy or a practical strategy that we can implement on how we can approach property developers, landlords. You know, we're looking at companies like your Growth Points, your Baldwins, these companies that are doing these massive property development projects, because we really want to have a situation where we've got various properties at a large scale that use our product, and where we are going to offer maintenance services on a month to month so that we can just have that repetitive income level.
Welcome to Sibusiso.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks for the invite.
Right, so let's just, after watching that, just try and understand, what percentage of your current client base is commercial right now?
Right now, 30% commercial, 70% residential.
Residential. Mm. So how did you get into residential? Like, how do you actually get work? Is it on Google? How do you do it?
Word of mouth is the biggest way that we get our customers. Majority of them is through word of mouth.
So no one is phoning, no one is marketing, it's just word of mouth.
Yeah, it's word of mouth. And then, you know, people in their different communities and their WhatsApp groups, so the referrals go quite nicely there on that platform.
Okay, so if you look at your value proposition to the residential, I'm not talking commercial yet, so what is the value proposition to the potential client? Why do they buy from you?
All right. So they buy from us because firstly our equipment is able to enter their properties.
Right.
Because of the compactness of the type of drilling equipment that we use. So access is the one thing that helps us to stand out.
Yeah.
And also our pricing is actually competitive. Not that we use pricing to attract customers, but we market related where our pricing is concerned. And also our after sales is exceptional. So when a client does business with us, it's a relationship for life. We don't just do a project and then leave them. So whenever they've got any issues or hiccups in future, they know that they can contact us, they'll get a hold of us, which is one of the reasons why they keep referring us the way they do.
So if you go to now to actual commercial, what would be the difference in the value proposition in a commercial context?
All right. So what we putting through in the commercial context is to partner with the commercial clients where we'll basically go all the journey with them to get their boreholes registered. Because the commercial clients, because of the volumes that they use, normally they need to have their boreholes registered with the Department of Water Affairs and get their water use licenses in place and things like that. So we're looking to offer that service so that they don't have to worry about all that. So that they know that when they switch on the tap, it may be borehole water, but they know they've got peace of mind that the water quality is up to is on par, and the legislation is also under control.
So just to you speak about borehole drilling, but you also do in your the name of your company name it says And Energy Solutions.
That's correct.
So what is that? Is that solar?
Absolutely. So when I started this company, I started it with the end in mind. Now, way to eat an elephant is to eat it bit by bit. So the first bit that I focused on was the water side of the business. So we 10 years in business now in the water sector doing boreholes. We've mastered our craft in this area, and now we're tapping into the solar market as well.
Okay, just coming back to the commercial. You're doing about 30%, you said 30% of your current market is commercial, right?
Correct, yes.
So do you have a difference in infrastructure requirement, people requirement, process requirement in that environment versus residential?
No. So it's not we don't need different people or different infrastructure, but the product is slightly different. So the construction of the borehole is slightly different. So the material that you use or the size that you use to drill is slightly different when you look at commercial versus residential.
And competition, let's look at competition in both markets. Are there big competitors in commercial?
Yes, there are big competitors in commercial. But what happens in commercial mostly is that you don't find borehole companies in commercial as such. You find a construction company that would outsource the drilling service, and then the driller would come, drill, then leave. Then they get a plumber to come and do the installation of the pump.
Mm.
They install the pump and then they leave. So it would be a construction company that brings in different skills from different subcontractors to produce the product. Whereas we offer a full turnkey solution from beginning to end and maintenance of that.
That 30% of your client base that you've got in commercial, how did you get them?
It was actually quite an interesting way that you got them, because it started off from residential. So we do a project at a residential level for somebody who actually works at a company, and they say, I like what you've done. Can you do this for me at my workplace? So that's how we tapped into that.
Last question from me before we take a break is around your sales force. It sounds like Sibusiso is the sales force. Is that correct?
That's correct.
It sounds like Sibusiso is the marketing department. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay. And so all the sales, if you aren't there selling, then the business isn't growing.
Unfortunately, that's the reality today. But I do see that as an issue. So it is something that we're working on to build a sales team so that even when Sibusiso is off sick, there's sales happening.
Okay, Sibusiso, we're going to have to take a break, and after the break, I'll be giving Sibusiso some of my thoughts.